Friday night in New York City, and there's a party going on. From the outside, people looked in and they said, "Oh my God, there's black people in there." And they said, "Oh my God, there's gay men in there." And they said, "Oh my God, there's gay black men in there." And they freaked out. And they talked about the end of Western civilization. And they feared for their children. From the inside, people didn't care about any of that. From the inside, it was about tolerance. It was about the freedom to be whoever you were, without condemnation and without judgment. But mainly, it was about dancing. It was the Paradise Garage, and love was the message. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. Today, we're going to listen to some of the music that drove the dance floor at the Paradise Garage.
We're lost in music. We're lost.
That was a 1984 Niles Rodgers remix of Sister Sledge, Lost in Music. The Paradise Garage opened in January of 1977. For the first year, they held construction parties, which were designed to bring in enough money so that the owners could finish the club, which officially opened in January of 1978. Like most dance venues in New York, through the 1970s and most of the 1980s, both uptown and downtown, the garage was modeled on David Mancuso's loft. From the loft, they took the ideas of an open and caring environment where dancers could feel at home, an invitation-based party system where food and drink were provided for free, an absolutely state-of-the-art sound system, and a DJ who was exquisitely in tune with the moment-by-moment changes in mood on his dance floor and who had a broad and eclectic taste in music. The DJ at the Paradise Garage was Larry Levin, and one of the tunes that appeared frequently in his mix was Baby, I'm Scared of You by Womack and Womack.
And tricks for me. I want a man that means everything he says, and not a boy full of play, pulling rabbits out of his hat every day. Ooh, baby, I'm scared of you.
Womack and Womack are Cecil and Linda, a husband and wife team who came from a very strong musical tradition. Cecil was Bobby Womack's brother, and Linda was Sam Cooke's daughter.
It's a family affair.
Which is how people often describe the atmosphere at the Paradise Garage. Time and time again, when people reminisce about the place, they talk about how going to the garage felt like going home, going to a place where they were comfortable, where they were welcomed, where they felt like they were with family. If you can imagine a family of 1,500 people.
It's a family affair.
Friday night felt like family at the Paradise Garage. Saturday, not so much. At this time, many of the underground dance parties in New York ran one night a week, although that night would often end well past sunrise. The owners wanted the Paradise Garage to hold parties on Friday and Saturday. Their original idea was that Friday would be an open night and Saturday would be an exclusively gay night. With superstar DJ Larry Levin in the mixing booth, Friday night was a resounding success. But Saturday night wasn't happening. There were a lot of ideas about why this was the case, but the core of the problem seemed to be that Saturday night parties were not attracting the gay white audience that at least some of the owners wanted. Their attempts to solve this problem produced a racially divisive atmosphere that deteriorated to the point where blacks and Latinos believed that they were no longer welcome in the club on Saturday nights. Levin, who was both black and gay, had never been in favor of the mixed gay Friday-Saturday night split. He believed that every night at the Paradise Garage should be about Friday's mutual understanding and a shared community based on music and dance, rather than the ugly racism that, at least for a time, came to characterize Saturday night. Makes you wonder if he was trying to get a message through to the owners when he played the track Why Leave Us Alone by Five Special, with its lyric of, "Understanding and trusting is what our love is built on, so why won't you at least try to respect what we're about?" As his legend grew, Larry Levin was asked by artists and by record companies to remix their songs specifically for the dance floor at the Paradise Garage, and many of his mixes became dance floor epics. Here's one of them, Levin's remix of the London soul group Central Line's Walking into Sunshine.
Sunshine. it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun. I gotta get away. I gotta do it now. Gotta walk into the sun.
And I'll be walking in the sunshine. Much rainy days.
All night and walk out into the sunshine. Life is good. On our next show, we'll return to the Paradise Garage with a set devoted entirely to the remixes of Larry Levin. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.